Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Feet to the Fire. This is your host, Sergio Fossa. It is a Monday morning. We are now in October of 2022, 1 month away from the midterm elections. During the administration of Biden, the faux commander-in-chief, the titular head of the Democrat Party, even though, as we've seen, sadly, he is losing his mind, and the man who was placed in the Oval Office through a stolen election in 2020. And by the way, people ask me frequently, you think we're going to win in the midterm election, see this big red wave we're hoping for? I don't know. I don't know because of the election stealing that we now see as a normal occurrence from the Democrats and in Democrat strongholds, especially particularly in the urban areas in this country and strategically in all the key swing states. Now, speaking of voter integrity, stealing elections, voter fraud, this report from Hot Air. Stacey Abrams loses Georgia voting rights lawsuit on all counts. Before I give you details on the article, remember what I said a couple weeks ago, and I've been saying, that dictators and tyrants, what they do is they create the mayhem or the misery or the chaos, or they, for lack of a better phrase, quote unquote, commit the crime. And then they blame it on the other side that didn't do it. And then they stand there like, look at this devastation. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe the other side did it. And then they accuse the other side of being the malignant party, like I said, that's demagoguery. Blame the other side, the evil perpetrator. It happens all the time. It's classic liberal playbook. Create misery in the inner cities, exploit minority cohorts and poor people for their votes, and keep them on social programs and welfare, keep them low in generational poverty and generational lifestyles that are destructive, and then blame the Republicans for being racist. Well, they do the same thing with elections. And if you're thinking, wow, this program, Feet to the Fire, really constantly talks about elections, it's because that's all we have in a democratic republic. And that's how conservatives and Republicans generally usually win at advance, because the pro-America side, I got news for everybody, I always say it, is the winning proposition. It is still the predominant attitude and tendency of everyday ordinary Americans. The left advances their policy through activist courts and judges because they can't get it done at the ballot box. Their position, when it's clearly explained, when they're honest about it, when people realize, is a losing proposition. People aren't generally hardcore leftists, socialists in this country. Because the left knows that, they have to cheat in elections. Otherwise, they lose constantly. And so the funny thing about, as I was saying, tyrants perpetrate the evil, blame the other side. When it comes to election cheating and fraud, it's the left that's constantly doing it, and they're blaming us. So now let's go back to Stacey Abrams. That's why I keep talking about it. Elections are the way we win. It is the way we let our voice be heard in this country, and it's the last resort. It's the only resort. We've got to win at the ballot box, but we can't if they're cheating. And that's why 2020 was so devastating. So Stacey Abrams, as I said, was the failed Democrat gubernatorial candidate from Georgia who lost to Brian Kemp in 2018. And when she lost, she did what Democrats always do. They've been doing my whole life, going all the way back to 2000 when George Bush beat John Kerry in a close election. I'm starting to doubt now even if any of these elections were that close. Who knows how long the cheating's been going on. But remember, in 2000, maybe you don't remember, George Bush won. He won Florida. Cheating. Republicans are cheating. Stolen election all the way back then. You hear it constantly. George Bush never should have been president, which means when he won in 2004, that still was unfair because 2000 was cheating. Then 2008, Obama wins. They go silent. Of course, their guy won. There's no reason to scream cheating. 2016, Hillary loses to Trump. What do they say? Stolen election. They constantly say it. 2018, midterm elections. Stacey Abrams loses to a Republican in Georgia. What does she say? Stolen election. And why? Because we're racist and we disenfranchised poor and minority voters. That's always the argument. They play the race card and exploit people. Except now when we come along in 2020, and it really is legitimate that the election was stolen, for the first time ever, we come together as Americans broadly across the country, and your MAGA supporters and conservatives say, hey, this thing was not on the up and up. This election got stolen. The left turns, and they're like, you can't do that. You're traitors. You're insurrectionists. You're rebels. You need to be silenced. You need to be prosecuted for questioning the election. You have no free speech. And all of a sudden, we're to blame for being insurrectionists. Meanwhile, for the last two decades at least, all they do when they lose on the left is scream cheating. And in fact, they are the ones cheating, as we clearly saw in 2020. Anyway, Stacey Abrams loses the Georgia voting rights lawsuit on all counts from hot air. 2018, Stacey Abrams lost the Georgia gubernatorial election to Brian Kemp. She refused to concede. After 10 days, she shut down. But then, a couple weeks later, her campaign manager, Lauren Groh Wargo, moved into a new job as the CEO of Fair Fight Action. Hear that? Hear those slogans you always get from a fair fight. We're going to have a fair fight. We want fair voting rights. No, they don't. They want to cheat and exploit people to gain an advantage and play the race card. Who's Fair Fight Action? A group founded by, lo and behold, Stacey Abrams. As Abrams had promised, Fair Fight Action filed a federal lawsuit promising a broad look at Georgia's unfair election system. It's unfair. And here's what they said. State election officials, quote, grossly mismanaged the 2018 election in a way that deprived some citizens, particularly low-income people and people of color, of their right to vote in violation of their constitutional rights, the lawsuit says. There you go. There it is. That's the argument, like I've been saying, is when they lose, they say, it's not fair, the other side is racist, and they didn't let black people and minorities vote. The lawsuit is going to look broadly at all the ways our Secretary of Suppression, Brian Kemp, he was the candidate who won, suppressed the vote. So the lawsuit dragged on for years. This is from Hot Air. Finally went to trial. Stacey Abrams was going to prove once and for all that the 2018 election had been unfair. She is one of the loudest voices in the entire country. She's so corrupt. She is a black woman, a Democrat from Georgia, and constantly plays the race card and says that everything happening in this country is pitted against blacks and minorities. Yesterday, Fair Fight Action lost the case on all counts. A judge appointed by Barack Obama found nothing raised in the lawsuit violated the Constitution or the Voting Rights Act. And so Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said of the decision, quote, stolen election and voter suppression claims by Stacey Abrams were nothing but poll-tested rhetoric not supported by facts and evidence. And Governor Brian Kemp, who is establishment, but at least he said this, was even harsher, calling the lawsuit an attempt by Abrams to, quote, line her pockets and build her own celebrity. That's it. But they're going to keep going, and they're going to attempt this nonsense in the 2022 midterms. Now, I had one other thing that I want to get to, and it'll have to wait for tomorrow. But the inconsistency on the left, I want to point out, I'm not going to read the dialogue right now, but I'll whet your appetite for tomorrow. The White House, this is from post-millennial. This is from a month ago. Do you remember Biden's speech, his red speech from Hades that he gave in Philadelphia? Well, right after that, after he said all MAGA supporters are insurrectionists and need to be defeated, destroyed, wiped out, Peter Ducey called out the White House press secretary for saying, you guys question the 2016 election. How come nobody's talking about that? We'll get to it tomorrow. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The left is the seat of hypocrisy.